This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Jaylen Brown on game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight, 7 p.m. Boston, New York. Talked earlier about the rivalry and whether it ever existed, whether it still exists, whether that is old head thinking or what. But yeah,
I think it's more old head thinking than anything. You know, I think that, you know, as players, they, you know, they look at rivalries as a player and go, okay, we hear the old heads beating the drum, so we just go out there, we're politically correct. But do you really think that they look at the Knicks as a rivalry for them?
I don't know that players.
Yeah.
Because of the way now that they're all best buds and all played together AAU-wise or whatever, I don't think that they look at anybody as a rival, like the way that, you know, I have Celtic City on the brain, so recency bias, but the way those guys hated other guys, like, I don't think anybody hates anybody anymore.
Like, there was bad blood during the Magic series because of what happened. I think that there was some bad blood, whether it was Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, like, guys were getting chippy by that point, but as soon as that series was over, those guys could see each other out, and there's no issue.
But that, you know, that I mean, I would imagine, I don't know, maybe there was a little bit more disdain for, like, because they used to get really physical and violent. Like, I don't think Robert Parrish was hanging out with Bill Laimbeer back in the day, and I also think
they couldn't, like Moses Malone, like they could not stand Moses Malone,
right.
And I think that the docuseries, I watched the one about Mbutu, that they legit hated LeBron. I mean, those guys with that game, and I'm so glad it was chronicled, the game seven in the second round of the 07-08 playoffs against the Cavs is one of the more underrated moments in Boston sports history. Paul Pierce took that team on his shoulders in that game.
Yeah.
I was there. It was unbelievable. LeBron was brilliant. The game was like, it was just such a, and there was so much on the line. And the Celtics win that game. And that was, and for my money, game, what was the game they came back? Was that game four of the NBA Finals when they were down 24 points?
Yes.
Those two games are the ones that stand out the most.
I had forgotten that Doc had done that whole thing with that team when they were playing the Lakers regular season and asked them for $100 and then put it up in the ceiling tile.
That was really cool.
In the locker room. I had forgotten that whole thing.
How cool was the Doc Duck Boat Parade before the season? Like, I don't know. I know Doc has his detractors and he hasn't been perfect, but he was the perfect guy for that team. And I actually have to give Pitino some credit. Like, I didn't know that he offered to Paul Pierce to leave Boston. Like, that's kind of a nice thing to do, a guy that I think is heartless.
Right.
I mean, to go to Paul Pierce after the stabbing and say, if you want to play somewhere else, and then it's, you know, also adds to the lore of Paul Pierce, a guy that, you know, didn't want to leave, wanted to win here, and eventually did.
So you're through, you get through episode nine, so you're through everything.
Yeah.
And I think
it's awesome. I want to think of ways it's not great. It's a brilliant.
No, it's
awesome.
Really
no. And you know, credit where credit is due. And you know, Curtis, I don't need tickets for this evening or anything. So Wick being so upfront and willing to give Brad Stevens the opportunity when he had never done it before,
right?
I think deserves a little bit of credit.
Yeah, and I think when you look at what Wick was doing in far as giving Brad that opportunity, and then Brad, I think I give Brad a lot of credit for he was a good coach, but he might have struggled with just managing the egos because he comes from Butler. It's a little bit different down there. You probably don't get the top recruits in the country, so you don't really have to deal with egos at that level. Then you get to the NBA, and it's all about egos, and it's really about managing them. So he does a good job with it, but still kind of struggles with it. And then when he makes his move into the transition of being in the front office, that's really kind of where he's hit his stride and made some great moves. And give Ainge some credit, too, because Ainge kind of took the opposite approach of Red Auerbach holding on to the agent superstars.
Well, yeah, but they because Red was willing to do it to him. Like, Red was willing to get right. rid of him, so he kind of learned that lesson that
but
way.
We also can't – I mean, Danny Ainge, with the third pick in consecutive years, getting Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Absent that, there is none of this. Like, none of it matters if you don't get those two guys.
And the fans booing that Jaylen Brown pick.
Right.
Because I think at that point in time, they talked about a lot of people didn't expect him to be going there. And he saw something, and he went with it, and it worked out great. And then they didn't really get into much, but then he puts together a team where he's able to get Kyrie. And so you initially, before the Gordon Hayward injury, you're like, wow, this team could – you got the two young superstars, Kyrie, you got Gordon Hayward, you got Al Horford, and, you know, that didn't work out. But the thing about the rivalry thing I think is more important – is because you look at it in Celtic City a little bit, it's like they win, we win. They win, we win. But when you look at like the Knicks, it's like we win, we win, we win, we win, we win.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean that with the Lakers, it's, you know, and it was that way with the 76ers.
Yeah.
And it was, you're right. It was back and forth.
Right.
And yeah.
And even with the Cavs,
there's not a lot of that.
Maybe not the Cavs so much, but maybe the LeBron teams.
LeBron.
It was kind of like back and forth. Even when he went to the Miami thing was interesting. Because the Ray Allen stuff was very interesting. Because
yeah.
I was like, Ray Allen's a traitor. And they kind of felt the same way. But I got Ray's point from kind of hearing him where they were trying to trade him the year before. And he just, Rondo, when Doc says, well, now it's got to be a big four. And, you know.
Ray Allen was like, nope, it's the big three.
Yeah, he wasn't really feeling that.
Rondo has not earned big four status yet.
But they were. And hopefully, that's why I said I had a lead last week. They were such underachievers in the sense that they only won one championship. And I agree what they said, that the following season, if KG doesn't get hurt, they probably win the championship too that year. So they come away with two. But the fact that they only came away with one during like that 5-6 year run, hopefully this Celtics team goes, all right, who knows how long our run's going to be. Let's really take advantage of this season and win in another one.
Curtis, now that you're done with it, where do you rank it sports doc-wise on your list?
Oof. Well, I have all the Brady ones ahead of it just for personal preference. But I would say it is neck and neck with 4 Days in October.
I was going to ask about that.
4 Days in October.
Ahead of The Last Dance for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I love Jordan, The Last Dance was great, but I think that thing got a little bit of pandemic bias. We were so thirsty for sports. Like I haven't gone back and rewatched it, but I just the ways in which they talk with everybody and they are able to give details and stories that we thought we knew up, you know, back and forth. It's awesome. It's really great. I don't even think you have to be a Celtics fan to enjoy it. It's excellent. It's really excellent. I think Doc's great. I think Patino's really good. I think the Red stuff was fascinating. I didn't realize he never actually moved here. Like, things like that. It's just, could you imagine? You live in D.C. and you're going back and forth?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, excellent.
Like, a lot of that, you know, a lot of that stuff in documentaries can be, you know, overplayed or for drama.
Right.
But you do get... Like, you do get an understanding of, like, Tommy Heinsohn called it the, you know, compared it to La Cosa Nostra.
Yes.
You know, this thing of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it does run through the organization. It has run through the organization. Like, Paul Pierce talking about how he believes, like, he is on this team, even
right.
though he's not
right.
playing for these guys.
That's still, that right connection's now. Still there.
It's like, sort of like a college thing. It feels like once yeah. you, because you never really leave your college. Paul Pierce roots for Kansas. Like, the where you go, it stays with you.
Yeah.
The Celtics, no matter how long you're here, it feels like there is this connective tissue that brings everybody back together.
And it's funny, all the Celtics, you know, not all of them, but a good, like, portion of some of the Celtics greats never wanted to be Celtics. Like, you know,
yeah.
you talked about Paul Pierce. He was like, I hated the Celtics right. as a Lakers fan.
It was either a draft or a trade. Yeah.
Tatum crying watching right. the Celtics win. Yeah.
Beating Kobe.
They basically say when it comes to black athletes that Al Horford
the only one.
Was the first high profile to choose
right.
to play here.
Right. And even at that point in time, and I, you know, when you remember when they signed Al Horford, I think it was like $120 million deal. It was like really good money. But even Al was kind of like, he wasn't like considered one of the elites. Like if you would have got like a guy like KD, that level of where he was versus where Al was.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
And to think that, like, some of the, that was the interesting point. Like, damn, when you really look at it, like, all the great black players that they have were either trade or guys that they drafted. And a lot of them didn't want to come here. Like, Tatum was like, please don't draft me,
yeah,
Boston.
Yeah. All right. Well, game one tonight. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Do we have, I know we're getting to Hill Notes. Do we have time quick to squeeze in influencers in the news before we get to trending, please? Is that okay? Okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, this past weekend, it was F1 weekend in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was there.
And unfortunately, a $4.5 million yacht that was full of influencers sank over the weekend. These
Would
ladies.
You say the boat was under the influencer?
Hey guys, come to Miami.
These influencers had rented the $4.5 million Lamborghini yacht, and unfortunately, paid no attention to the capacity restrictions.
Yeah.
You know, 8 to 10, okay, 30, 35, 40 female influencers on a yacht when nobody knows how to pilot said yacht, a real problem. So they had to be rescued. Many of them continued, though, to TikTok during the rescue, Courtney.
Yes, yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
very important.
We have a lot of content from this, which is good.
They were also, several of them, able to save, and this is very important, with or without life preservers, able to save several bottles of Cazazul tequila that were on the yacht, Curtis.
Yeah.
That goes for like $300-$400 a bottle, so I'm glad they were able to get away with that.
Doesn't the inflatable device seem redundant on the women?
I mean, isn't it, and wow. I hate to be on the influencer side here,
uh-huh.
isn't it on the boat company that rented it to them to say, sorry, capacity?
Too many people?
Yeah.
No.
Well.
I don't think so.
Kind of.
Well, whoever's driving the boat to say, hey, listen, right. we might have too many in the back. Let's right. try to get some people to the front.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying it was top heavy?
Right.
It looks like. Or in this case, back heavy.
Yeah.
All the PBLs guys, to the front.
We're sinking, guys. God.
Oh, just gotta be careful out there.
Thank you, Bubs.
I would love to be there for that.
Yeah.
Imagine the owner of that boat.
Oh, that sucks.
Did they save the boat at least?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it fully went sank.
Well, I don't know. Why are they adding water on top? I'm sure there's a reason, but...
I don't know.
Probably to keep the, like, they probably blew the engines out or whatever. Right. I mean, it's a $4.5 million yacht, and
right.
the thing is finished. Thanks to the influencers. But they got good content, I'm sure.
For sure.
All right, here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop 1 to Minnesota, 5-4. The Sox were up 3-1 heading into the 7th, so another blown late lead by the bullpen and dropping that series. The Sox are off tonight before turning their attention to the Rangers, who are here in Boston. That series starts tomorrow. And over the weekend, the Sox lost Tristan Casas to a left patellar tendon tear. The Sox released a statement yesterday saying that he underwent successful left patellar tendon repair surgery. Celtics kick off round 2 tonight against the Knicks at the TD Garden. Clean injury report heading into this one. Tip is at 7. Greg, I know you said that you don't need tickets. Does that mean that you are going?
I am not going tonight.
Oh, okay.
Nope. No jinx.
All right. There you go.
No jinx. We're getting into the important games here. And,
yeah.
I bet there'll be a bunch of Red Sox guys there, though, because they are off tonight.
For sure. Are you going, Wiggy?
No, I'm not going tonight.
Okay.
No, I'm not going. I haven't put out the back call yet.
Save it.
I am saving it.
All right.
All right.
NBA playoff games last night. The Warriors take that series against the Rockets, taking game 7, 103-89 to move on to the second round. And speaking of the second round, the Pacers take game 1 against the Cavs, 121-112 in Cleveland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, Winnipeg takes the series against the Blues. They won in double overtime, 4-3. And the NHL draft lottery is tonight. Depending on the outcome, the Bruins can pick between number 1 or number 7. The Bees have the 5th best shot at landing that top pick with an 8.5% chance. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 55 degrees in Boston. Feels like 48. Cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 57.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.